and roll album. So we have three storytellers tonight. This is an abridged version of the show. We usually do 12. You're going to get three. But there are three great, great people. Starting with a member of the Nerdalogs, Michael Jando.
Where is Michael?
Oh, there he is. Oh.
Right behind you.
Oh, no.
I've never snuck up on anyone before. But it worked that time. Thanks, Eric. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. I'm Michael Jando, so I'm going to do a short monologue. I'm very nervous about this. I wrote it today because I was inspired by Thanksgiving yesterday, A Night Among the Stars. So for Thanksgiving, I visited my parents, and like usual, they decorated for Christmas too early. And so first thing you see, you go to my house, and you see all the lights. They look like beautiful stars. My mom likes doing everything in white, so first thing you see is all these bright, like, icicle lights, and they're all white. And you walk in, and you see the star on the tree and the star ornaments. And there's a set of stars, though, that aren't there for holiday decorations. They're always there. They're on a corner table next to the Christmas tree and the motion sensor barking Santa dog. It's real. It's great when it's real. It's awful. So there's this vase, and in this vase, there are two flags. There's the first flag is an Assyrian flag. My parents are Assyrian, and so am I. And if you're not sure what that is, I'll read you what Wikipedia says. It defines the Assyrian people as an ethnic group of descendants of ancient Assyria who are indigenous to Upper Mesopotamia. The other flag is an American flag. I'm sure you know what that is, but for the sake of consistency, Wikipedia defines Americans as citizens of the United States of America. The country is home to people of many different national origins. As a result, most Americans do not equate their nationality with ethnicity, but with citizenship and allegiance. So, yeah. So my parents came to America as refugees. My mother, a refugee from Iraq, and my father, a refugee from Syria. They both came to escape a war that's still going on today. The two flags represent the two countries that my parents love. And the flags themselves physically have a lot in common. I mean, for instance, they're both red, white, and blue. They both have stripes, and they both have stars. But they represent two very different cultures. American values, I feel a lot of are just like, it's your job, it's your responsibility to do the best for yourself, make yourself happy, the pursuit of happiness. Whereas Assyrian culture is very much, it's your responsibility to make your family proud. It's very family oriented. And so it was hard for me. I kind of have to walk the line between the two, almost at times conflicting cultures. And as a child growing up in America, the thing that I was always taught was, to be an adult, you got to get a job doing something you love. You never work a day in your life if you're doing something you love, right? Get a small apartment in the city. Fall in love. Maybe get married. Maybe have kids if you want. But I was also always taught that as the youngest son of an Assyrian family, I'm expected to go to college to become a doctor. Get married to an Assyrian woman that my family approves of, preferably one they picked out, and have kids as soon as possible. All while living under my parents' roof. Because of the youngest child, I'm supposed to take care of them while starting my own family. Now, I don't want to be selfish. I mean, I love my parents, and I feel that sense of duty to do whatever I can to make them happy and to take care of them. But I also feel that sense of wanting to go out and get married to someone I fall in love with and live in my own house and maybe live in my own house in California. So I compromised. I went to college, not a doctor, just in case you weren't sure. I fell in love to a girl. She just happened to be Assyrian. Like, that wasn't my intent. We went to school together. We were both doing the theater program there. What are the odds? So we fell in love. We got married. I don't have kids yet. And I don't live in my parents' house. I live in my house. it's 10 minutes away from my parents' house. But it's my house. So, compromise. Now, I know when I grow up and when I have kids, I'm still going to have to walk this line. I'm extremely proud of the country that I was born in and grew up in. And I'm also extremely proud of where my parents came from and where I come from. So the one thing I'm sure of is I'm going to have a vase in my house, and there's going to be two flags, just like in my parents' house.
Thank you. Michael Jando, everybody. Jando, I want it on record. When do we get baby Jando? Speak into the mic, please. I'm going to send this to your wife.
You've been talking to my mom.
Make sure to tag your whole family when this podcast